for project 3014. You help keeping things. We are doing non-brain recording, so if you ask a question later, you can just basically state your name and your affiliation so we can get that into the minutes. We appreciate it. And with that, basically I'll just go through the different major highlights of the project, and then we'll go ahead and open it to questions. Again, like I said, we're here for the 2014 plan build project for Hancock County and Lewis County. Essentially, the project description is basically to widen the I-75 corridor from two lanes to three lanes, with widening of four pairs of mainline structures and drainage. So with that, general concept from the MOC is to widen the inside and then basically flip track to the outside. We do have a couple transition zones with the MOC on the north end. We'll be constructing the transition zone with the project immediately north of this that's so later in the year. Part of this project, the southern end transition, we get building basically the full width down to the end of the project, but when we final up, then we basically be stretching out that third lane north of the project to back to the three lanes. Terminus at the project. On the pavement side, the project is set up to be an asphalt project. Right now we have paper repair set up for the existing. We will be adding some partial depth paper repair, basically for the maintained areas or the areas that the path is going to be running on, that we'll be adding that. The project does have stabilization through the whole project. We do have sulfates within the project, so there's areas undercut along with cement stabilization. Couple of changes on that. We are looking at changing the type D rock to the type C. And also we'll be adding a curing coat for basically the stabilization area. The bridges themselves, the general scope of that is essentially widen the existing decks, reject the bridges. Some of the bridges will require new beams to be placed, other ones the beams can stay. Several of the bridges had recent rehab basically about 20 years ago. So that steel can stay. The other ones will need to be replaced because of the cover plates. They don't allow cover plates to show. On the bridge over the railroad, we are going to be adding requirements for crash walls on that structure. Clearance requires that, and those crash walls will have to be in line with the new piers that are going to be placed. Essentially, there's a gap between the existing widening that was done 20 years ago that will have to be filled in, so that's something that will be added. On the drainage side, essentially what we want to do is have all the drainage reevaluated within the project. Make sure that all the existing pipes can handle the drainage from the enclosed medium. There was a couple issues that came up on what can stay. There's some issues with the MOT. Can people leave the pipes in during the MOT phases? We're still looking at that, see how that can affect the job. And the removal policy, too. There was a question on whether they can be removed for the LMD, or do we want them all taken out? So we're still looking at that also. I guess with that,
by grant, just more that certification, and here is line table.
Oh, that's right. So with that, I guess we'll go ahead and open up questions.
Jim Wilson, yes, Ryan County. In regard to the stabilization, I know you've got a pretty good quantitative amount of stabilization when you've also got the undercut. Do you have any idea what the limits of those locations that you anticipate doing the undercut? Have you defined that, I guess, what I'm asking?
Yeah, there are. You've been warned that we've taken the spreadsheet where it has GB1 listing in there. And I believe to get into that, it does have areas that where the flow rates are higher. That's basically what we where we find our quantity from.
Follow the shall I stand. The statement of third appliances is also those are applicable to the shoulders when you go over the
speak up, sir. We can't hear
sorry.
You.
As follows, shall I understand? The quantities for the pavement repair are located. Is those also applied to the shoulder repair or just the main line?
The initial full depth repair to be done at each season is for the main line lanes and shoulders. The partial pavement depth repair that we're going to be adding would be for basically a surface, like a pothole type repair, which would include basically your main line and shoulder again. How long?
Chuck Long, the cousins, along those same lines, there's a 401 permit requirement to be obtained. I think it says 120 days. Has that been considered into the overall schedule? I could wipe out what does this mean?
There's been a couple of previous questions. I remember who asked about what exactly the 404-401 permit applies to. Biggest area of concern would be essentially the Hancock right before creek crossing. Any interim work we're going to have to coordinate that work. And if, again, if there's any changes on the Rocky Fork Creek in Wood County, we've coordinated with our existing design. If there's going to be additional impact or interim work on that structure, we may have to re-coordinate that. There was a good question asked about the roadside ditches. As for right now, they are not jurisdictional.
Culverts as well?
I believe the culverts as well.
I thought the scope said culverts were included, but maybe you answer that.
Yeah, we just got a question in yesterday, so it might talk some clarification to that. So we'll get those answers out this week.
a follow-up to Jeff Yoder with Fogelmeyer's. I believe in the ecological report, I think, in the area where the slope repair area is, north of the railroad bridge. Shield Dam is being a wetland.
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Jeff Yoder with Fogelmeyer's. In the slope repair area next to, I guess, the northwest corner of the existing railroad bridge. I saw the ecological report showed that as being wetlands in that ditch area. Is there something that would have to fall under the 404, 401 permit?
I'm sorry,
go ahead and do that segment. Along those lines, and some of the road traffic is also in the that are essentially between the pier and the basically the slope underneath the bridge. We'll have to look at those. Again, our intention was to have all the drainage reevaluated for the sizing.
Do you by chance have a complete listing of the drainage structures that you have identified within this corridor, since you have not provided any plans or on here other than some existing drawings as to what's real and what's not real?
We can see what we have to
do. That would be nice. That way we make sure we get everything addressed that you want addressed. But for bidding purposes right now, you're under a replacement.
Right.
And I assume that's everything within the right of way.
Right.
Okay.
Craig, we need to ask why. Aaron, there's a requirement in the plans that we put in temporary payment markings on surface asphalt, surface maintenance, the end of the job, we have to do a mill-and-fill operation in those areas. Considering we're going to have substantial transition from the south end of the project, will those, whether a mill-and-fill operation be required in those areas, or will it be on the project?
The north transition will be handled by projects to the north. So our
Regardless,
on the north end, you guys do not have to do
it. What about the south?
The south end, we would allow the surface course not to be placed until that final year.
I get that, but our temporary markings are going to have to extend out onto existing pavement. Are we going to do a small mill and fill operation down there, considering it's going to be a little further in the south?
We'll have to get back to you on that. We'll have to talk with you.
Palm Scotia, will the transition area north of the job be built full width?
Yeah.
Hoppin' Dance with Bowser Warner. Has any of the geotechnical test void data been completed for any of the structures?
All the geo data for the Hancock structures for the wood structures were placed out on the website with the Vendor 1. So the structure reports and soil sheets have been placed out there for Timberwood County structures. The Hancock structures, the existing forms that were done for the original are out there. We'll also check on the other additional structure forms are out there also. If they're not out there.
That's the existing stuff. Any new material, any new boring has been done. So it appears that when I reviewed the data, that some new borings have already been done, so that they don't need to be repeated. But it wasn't clear. I wasn't able to find all of them.
I will have to check on it.
Right.
Jim Wilson, you're right. Keep in mind that when you based upon the timing of putting some of this information provided, we've got another step in this whole project with the design aspects, and they have to review all that, and then in turn get that back to us so we can write it. It adds another step into this process, so obviously the earlier this material can be made available, better we are in order to get to your bid date.
Captain Under Pogemeyer Blankers on the farthest north bridge. It goes over Eagleville Road, the one of the bridges that's already been designed. It has a full ramp on both the northbound and southbound bridges, which existing right now, the ramps don't extend onto those bridges. To the extent that the ramps off of that Eagleville interchange extended, I mean, whether it meets current design standards or not, I don't
know. That's the way we're supposed to start. And I can
Craig Lane, yes, Wagner, and the ODOT facility is just in shoulder capable of handling the MRT as they are, the facility is going to be required on the shoulder.
Yeah, they will handle it.
As a follow-up to that, it's the department's intention to pay for the new equipment and run the strips on it's going to be required from the MRT on the payment compared to that one.
I hope it's added out by next Thursday.
That's only 2 weeks before the bid. In fact, this is designed well. I really think more time is needed. Seems like there's a lot of things we're still ignoring.
Thank you.